knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and every American knows we're at war with terrorism. Terrorism threatens America. The terrorists want to take away our freedom, and of course the terrorists attacked the Twin Towers and the Pentagon on September 11, 2000. That's why when we go to the airport, why we have to stand in long lines and we have to take off our belt and our shoes and we have to either be inspected or patted down or go through a metal detector or go through a CT scan, because we're at war with terrorism and the terrorists want to take away our freedom, and that's why we've got to give up our freedom to protect ourselves from the wicked terrorists. And certainly everybody knows that you go to a federal building, now you have to go to a courthouse, you have to go through a long line and be checked so that you're not bringing a metal into the courthouse. And all of this was anticipated. In fact, Richard Haass, current president of the Council on Foreign Relations, described exactly what was going to happen in an article in 1996 in the Washington Post. Only trouble is, Washington Post has no record of the article. Oh, there are a number of references to it prior to the 9/11 attack. We have copies of the article. The Florida newspaper published the article, and they didn't shred and destroy all the records of it, but we have the article written by Richard Haass, president of the Council on Foreign Relations in 1996, describing exactly what was going to happen when this war on terrorism began. Because, ladies and gentlemen, this is as phony as the $3 bill. They control your perception. They control what you believe. Or we're fighting a massive war over in Afghanistan, paying almost 500,000 men to fight 50 members of Al-Qaeda, 300,000 members of the Afghan military we're training, 90,000 American troops, 46,000 NATO troops, 100,000 contractors, 50 members of Al-Qaeda, but they're plotting to take away our freedom, and that's why we have to have 500,000 men over there. And, of course, the Israelis are fighting a war on terrorism. That's why they recently released 1,027 terrorists, 400 of them convicted of murder or attempted murder, to get back one Israeli soldier. Now, what's wrong with the picture I've described? Is it possible that our reality is being manipulated, that this whole thing is phony? This morning we'd hope to have with us Jason Campbell, to talk about the terrorist training camps in the United States. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are allowing Islamic terrorist training camps in the United States. There are about 35 of them that we know of, and they're staffed by radical Islamists being trained with automatic weapons and explosives, and they're located. Most of them are on the East Coast, some of them are a few on the West Coast. The government knows all about them. In fact, there's probably a great deal of evidence that indirectly the government is financing these. And we're talking about thousands of Islamic radicals being trained as terrorists in the United States, most of them having been actually recruited in our prisons. Whereas if you go to a federal prison and you convert to the Muslim faith, you get all sorts of special privileges, time off, special holidays, special food. You're protected from attacks by the other prisoners because the Muslims look after one another, and the prisons are a pretty violent place. So then, of course, the people are released. Why, they're given a new suit of clothes, $10, and a ticket so they can go to one of these Muslim training camps where they can be trained with automatic weapons. And they, remember, these are felons, most of them, for the coming war in America. Jason, are you there? Well, Jason Campbell was to be our guest this morning, but they've actually put out a DVD on homegrown terrorists, which we will be carrying, which we're carrying now. You can get that by calling 1-800-544-8927. They've been to the camps. They've interviewed some of the people who've left these training camps who don't want to be terrorists. They simply were drawn into this whole thing. But, of course, this is largely funded by a man named Gulen. And, of course, Paul Williams has talked about this. You can go up on the Internet and just type in Paul Williams, Islamic terrorist training camps. We'll be having Paul with us next week for several programs. And Jason Campbell of the Christian Action Network has written about this. You can go to their website, Christian Action Network, Islamic training camps. It's all true. Well, that doesn't make any sense. Why would they allow Islamic training camps in America when we have to take off our shoes when we get on a plane, when we have to take off our belts when we get on a plane, we have to be subjected to dangerous radiation when we get on a plane? Ladies and gentlemen, they're playing games with your mind. This whole thing is to justify ever-increasing government control over our lives. This whole Islamic terrorist movement is contrived. I mean, who do you think finances the Muslim Brotherhood? It's been financed by our intelligence agencies and the British intelligence agencies. Going back in 1928, we carry a book called The Devil's Game, showing that when the Muslim Brotherhood, this radical Islamic movement, was first organized in 1928, financed by British intelligence, and later financed by the CIA. Where did Hamas come from? It was organized by the CIA and the Mossad. They wanted to divide the Palestinian movement, so they created a division, a new movement. And of course, now, of course, Hamas is lobbing very inaccurate missiles into Israel. I mean, they're only maybe 20 or 30 miles at the most from the southern border. So why don't they give them good missiles? Well, they don't want to do too much damage. They just want to give the perception there's a problem. That's why they justify the release of 1,027 Islamic terrorists, 400 of them convicted of murder or attempted murder, many of them multiple murders. Release 1,027 terrorists to get back one soldier. Ladies and gentlemen, think that we're being lied to at every turn. Our number is 1-877-254-7524. 1-877-254-7524. Give us a call. We need your calls this morning.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon. We were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, I stand here at the American People Network. Our regularly scheduled guest isn't going to show up, so give us a call. 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Could this really be true? Could it be that there is such a degree of control over the media that they could pull off this sort of a scam and convince the American people that we're at war with terrorism? That basically, of course, that we could get the National Defense Authorization Act passed and signed by the president that allows them to arrest American citizens accused of terrorism. No trial, no habeas corpus, indefinite detention, because they've been accused by the government of being terrorists. And, of course, that could be any American citizen. Is this the certainty to justify America killing American citizens without a trial because they're accused of being terrorists? And maybe there are. There are so few people out there, crazy people, who, of course, have gotten involved with this. It was this fellow over in Yemen. We don't know whether anything we've been told about him is true, but maybe he really was advocating terrorism against America. His name was Al-Awlaki, and they simply killed him with a drone. Now, if they could get a drone over the top of him, they could have certainly brought down some special forces and apprehended and arrested him, but no, they just set a drone and they blew him up. But then 2 weeks later, they killed his 16-year-old son. Never accused of terrorism, never accused of committing a crime. The 16-year-old was over there in Yemen looking for his dad, and he and a friend were traveling, and they knew where they were. They could track everybody. I mean, they're tracking everybody in the world with our computers and our drones and our GPS satellites. And so they just blew up the sun, too. Isn't that nice? Well, we can blow up anybody. An innocent 16-year-old boy, never accused of terrorism, never accused of favoring terrorism. But, of course, if you're accused of terrorism, they can kill your son, too. Where is the outcry, though, from our political leaders? Where is the outcry from our ministers, the guardians of our faith and our morality? And, of course, it's deafening in its silence. In fact, it was so interesting last night, apparently, the debate, although I didn't see it, why somebody asked Romney about the National Defense Appropriations Act, which is the one that gives the president the ability to arrest and indefinitely certainly detain anyone, American citizen, accused of terrorism. And certainly Romney, I don't think he really understood the act at all, was defending the National Defense Appropriations Act I was actively booed by the audience there at Myrtle Beach in South Carolina because, of course, he was defending the National Defense Appropriations Act. And then, of course, when they asked Congressman Ron Paul what his view was of the act, he explained, you know, the fact that now they can arrest anyone in America, and they've suspended the right of habeas corpus because we're at war with terrorism, and they can disappear them, and nobody will know where they are, and they can be maintained until the war with terrorism goes over, and it'll, since it's never going to end, they can be detained forever without a court hearing, without any proof. They just simply disappear them, and they can treat them like they have Manning, this fellow that's accused of releasing information, kept naked in his cell with the lights on so he can't sleep, trying to drive him mad. And the cold and alone in solitary confinement with the lights on all the time. I mean, of torture, they know what they're doing, ladies and gentlemen. And where is the outcry from our religious leaders? And that's really what's so frightening. Where is the outcry even from our political leaders saying torture is wrong? Every one of the Republican candidates, including Michelle Bachmann, who's dropped out, but every one of the Republican candidates, except for Ron Paul, favors torture. As long as it's going to protect us, as long as we're protected, torturing American citizens perfectly all right. They may be innocent, they may not know anything, but it's all right as long as it makes us safer. And Ron Paul's remark when asked, he said it's illegal, it's immoral, and it's unreliable. In other words, the information you get, you can't believe it, because when you're being tortured, people admit to anything. They admit that they raped their mother or their sister, or they'll admit to anything just to stop the pain. And think of the screams, ladies and gentlemen. Think the screams of the people being tortured by people working in your government. And, of course, if they don't torture themselves, they send them to other countries to be tortured, and then they listen in and watch. And, you know, there really are people out there who enjoy torturing other people. It's called sadism. In fact, it's a large part of the homosexual lifestyle. 25% of homosexuality is either sadism or masochism, boys in leather. Isn't it amazing we never talk about that? Yet it's one of the aberrations of the homosexual lifestyle. Never mentioned today. Sadism is the enjoyment of inflicting pain on other human beings. You don't have to be homosexual to be a sadist. We employ them all the time. Our government employs them in certainty to torture other human beings. And they do this, they relish it, they enjoy inflicting pain. And it's unfortunately, it's an aberration, but then we've lost all of our sense of moral foundation because, of course, we no longer in our churches ever talk about fear of the Lord. In fact, I did a wonderful interview yesterday with, of course, our good friend Chuck Crismeyer, who's written a book called The Secret of the Lord. And, of course, the secret of the Lord is we are told in the Scriptures over and over and over and over again to fear the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of all wisdom. You obey the Lord and keep His commandments. To fear the Lord, keep His commandments. And yet it was never taught in our churches today. They've simply removed these concepts, and they've changed the music and the message of the church. People don't fear the Lord. Our political candidates don't fear the Lord, because when you favor torture, you favor something which is illegal, immoral, it doesn't work, and yet you've lost your moral foundation, because God will never bless a nation that certainly tortures innocent people. And one of these days, very, very soon, I fear, we're going to see God's vengeance brought on America and God's wrath brought on America. And if you're out there and you're not doing anything and you're not opposing what's going on, then, of course, you will have nothing to complain about. But remember that men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. Men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. What are you doing to oppose evil today, ladies and gentlemen? What are you doing? My telephone number, 877-254-7524. It's open lines. We need your calls because, of course, I have no prepared script. 877-254-7524. Right here at the American Freedom Network. We need your help. We need your support. We need your calls, certainly when we don't have other people calling in, so that our regularly scheduled guest, because our subject this morning was the homegrown terrorist places of camps in America, and you can get pictures of them by calling us at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And just ask for the videos on homegrown terrorists. Homegrown terrorists, and you'll find that we have tapes with Jason Campbell from the Christian Action Network. We're going to be putting together a four-tape set with Paul Williams on the same subject. And you must understand, they're not imaginary, they're real. Certainly the people in Washington, D.C. know all about it. The FBI knows about it. But, of course, they do nothing because, of course, at the top, when you were in the FBI, you do what you're told to do, and the people at the top are in on the scam. The threat of terrorism is as phony as a $3 bill. Yes, there have been some 44 attempted terrorist attacks in America since September 11th, and almost without exception, maybe one or two, but almost without exception, they've been backed, financed, or planned by FBI agents and informants who talk stupid people into doing this sort of thing. Or, of course, the most stupid one was the fellow who went all the way to Pakistan to learn to make a bomb to set off at Times Square. And he contacted, obviously, people who were government agents posing as terrorists. They taught him to build a bomb to explode in Times Square, a smoke bomb. And he went all the way to Pakistan. He learned how to build a smoke bomb. He built a smoke bomb. He parked it right in the middle of Times Square at a bus stop, and it did just what it was supposed to do. It smoked. Now, that young man spent a lot of money. Of course, he will spend the rest of his life in prison where he deserves to be. But what about the government agents working over in Pakistan who taught him how to build a smoke bomb? What about the U.S. agents posing as terrorists who actually provided the underwear bomb for the underwear bomber? And that's why we have to be radiated when we go get on our planes today, because the underwear bomber and the people who built the shoe bomb for Tom Reed, one that could not explode, couldn't possibly explode. And that's why we have to take our shoes off. Who's calling in? Who's calling in?
Captain.
Go right ahead. Speak right up. Don't be bashful.
You saying the last things you said, you know, people, you know, aren't doing that and aren't, you know, opposing any of this, the stuff that you're talking about. And I don't mean to sound like to start sounding like a broken record, but it's for sure, you know, when it comes, the most of the American Christians in the most American churches that gets me how they do that.
Well, the problem is most American Christians don't understand there's a problem. I mean, they honestly believe all this rhetoric and all the propaganda that were involved in a war on terrorism. Nobody's ever pointing out, is it logical that Israel would release 1,027 terrorists to get back one soldier? Is that logical? Is it logical we would be financing over 500,000 men in Afghanistan to fight 50 members of Al-Qaeda, 50 people over there. That's all there are at the present time. Nothing is logical, and basically our whole desire is to try to get people to think. And unfortunately, when the ministers don't tell them, when the media is controlled, or when so many of the books that they read certainly are designed to mislead them, and so many of the radio programs are designed to mislead them, our job is to try to get people to think. Are we succeeding, do you think?
One time after expressing to a pastor at a New Hope church where I am about how much I felt that it wasn't right, the way his church is doing that, the answer that he gave me is, as well, anytime you start bring up this stuff, or however he said that, you're really giving these ones doing all this evil glory, and I don't want to give them no glory. He says,
okay, we're out of time. God bless, and thank you so much for calling again. Our number 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789, or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dan here. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Our regularly scheduled guest isn't here, so it's just you and me. Give me a call if you have a question or comment. But let's talk about some of the things. Let's talk about the coming war with Iran. And basically, of course, if you are following what's going on, all the evidence, all the articles and that are appearing and events that are taking place suggest we're planning on going to war with Iran. And, of course, they're talking about certainly Iran's going to get the bomb and then Iran's going to destroy Israel. And basically, we've got to get to Iran before they blow up Israel because they're just a month or two away from having the bomb. And this is all a lie. Michelle Bachmann went on national television, and I love Michelle. I've talked to her many times before she ever became a congresswoman. I talked to her when she was, before she even became a state senator there in the home state, I think was Minnesota. But, and she's, I think she loves America, but she gets a lot of bad information. And she went on national television saying Iran was just a few months away from having the bomb. And the truth of the matter is, Iran isn't trying to build a bomb. They're trying to enrich uranium, because they claim it is simply so that they can have their own nuclear power, so they can have nuclear power. But I really believe that we have our agents planted at the upper echelon of the Iranian government. Certainly, the American CIA funded the Ayatollahs back in 1953 so they could overthrow Mossadegh, the democratically elected ruler of Iran, and install the Shah. And then they funded the Ayatollahs in 1979, got them to agitate against the Shah, so we could install the Ayatollah Khomeini. And I can remember at the time wondering, why in the world would we be toppling a man? Maybe he's corrupt, and I'm sure he was. He was a tyrannical dictator, as all dictators that we are financing throughout the world are tyrannical, and they just do not allow dissent. But why would we overthrow a man, at least, who is favorable to the United States and install a government that would be unfavorable to the United States? And in 1929, it didn't make any... 1979, it didn't make any sense. But, of course, it makes a lot of sense now when you understand that this is long-range planning. They've always intended to have a war to take out Iran. If you go to the Project for the New American Century website, that's Project for a New American Century, and you can certainly get the information of reference to it on the Internet, or you can go to my website, RadioLiberty.com, and type in Project New American Century, Radio Liberty, you can get information on it. One of the best things to do would be to get my talk on Iraq, the Untold Story, and get the syllabus that goes with that, because I've republished their whole treatise on rebuilding America's defenses. And in that about an 80-page treatise, they openly talk about how they're going to have wars and take over all those countries in the Middle East. This was written about 1999. And, of course, you find the people there, people like Rumsfeld and Cheney, a man named John Bolton. He was a member of the CFR, member of the original founding member of the Project for the New American Century, a little group of Americans who want America to control the Middle East. They want America to control the whole world. And, of course, they'll use our military to do it. And, of course, you go up on the Internet now and read the articles by John Bolton, and he is calling for a coming immediate attack on Iran. John Bolton, member of PNAC, calling for an attack on Iran. It's all planned ahead of time. There's a fascinating several articles actually written based upon talks, and there's even video you can find at YouTube by General Wesley Clark, a four-star military general. Actually, he's a member of the CFR. He's a Rhodes Scholar. He's not a member of the inner circle, however. If he were, he wouldn't dare have put forward what he did, but he talks about how in 2001, probably a month or 6 weeks after the 9/11 attack, he was in the Pentagon. One of his friends, another general, called him in and said, "You never guess what we have here. Here's a plan. We just got it for an attack to take out and to take down the governments of seven Islamic countries." Now, this is 2001, and they named them, and of course, among them were Egypt and Libya and Tunisia and Syria and Iraq and Iran, and I think there was Yemen and Bahrain, something like that. But Iran was right there. They were planning in 2001 on the coming war with Iran. This is long-range planning, ladies and gentlemen. And Iran is not trying to build a bomb. Recently, when Leon Panetta was actually on Face the Nation, he was asked, "Is Iran trying to build a bomb?" No, his answer was no. If you read the article in the January-February issue of Foreign Affairs magazine, January-February 2012, it's written by Michael Kronig, Matthew Kronig, K-R-O-E-N-I-G. And he makes the point that if Iran tries to enrich their uranium to 90%, if Iran really tries to build a bomb, if Iran cuts off inspections of their nuclear facilities to the International Atomic Energy Commission, then, of course, we should go to war with Iran. And then he concludes by saying it's time to attack Iran. And that basically that's the title of his article. And what we need is a clear surgical strike. And he's actively, the article admits that Iran isn't trying to build a bomb, but now is the time for a surgical strike on Iran. Those are his words. Sort of clear and concise and precise. Ladies and gentlemen, you don't go to war. When you start a war, you never know how it's going to end. Remember how World War I started? Everybody thought it was going to be a simple little war, last for a few weeks, and then everybody'd go home, and 21 million people dead later. 40 million people said they wounded. The Europe in ashes. They destroyed the German Empire, the Ottoman Empire, the Italian Empire. So they destroyed the Austro-Hungarian Empire. They destroyed the Russian Empire, brought communism to power. When a war starts, you never know how it's going to end. And our leaders are intent upon bringing about a war with Iran. First of all, it's wrong. It's immoral. Secondly, we can't afford it. If we go to war with Iran, why, of course, we will bankrupt our nation. Three, it will bankrupt Europe because they won't be able to get oil. And fourth, why I believe it. We believe that the destruction is unless God intervenes. Give us a call, 1-888-277-2545.
If a catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA, gift of the earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
Well, Dan, our telephone number, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524, and who do we have calling in?
Yes, Dr. Stan Monkey.
Yes.
This is Jake in Northern Colorado.
And hey, good to have you with us. Do you have a question or comment?
I have both a question and a comment, and I'm wondering why we can't bring charges against some of these corrupt government officials that are running or trying to become president of the United States, and why we cannot prosecute some of these judges that are in the Supreme Court that won't try cases that are totally legitimate. But, you know, they're doing it because they're taking money from the powers to be, you know. And I was listening to your program. I like to listen to your program because you bring up some very good informational topics, you know. And a couple of nights ago, I went down to a Blockbuster, and I found a movie, and it's all about PSYOPs, and it stars Mel Gibson. It's called The Edge of Darkness. If you get a chance, view that movie, because it's very prominent in what's going on today with PSYOPs to our government, you know. And that's all I have. And I wanted to know, is it possible to bring charges against even our president for being an illegitimate president? Because he's not an American citizen, and people know about it, but they refuse to talk about it. And the Supreme Court judges refuse to try it.
Well, the thing is, nothing is going to happen until enough Americans understand. And when enough Americans understand, this whole thing will stop. But the thing is, that how do you reach the American people and let them understand that so many of our congressmen and our senators are getting paid? I mean, certainly when somebody gives, you know, certainly hundreds of millions of dollars to Barack Obama to run for the presidency, we ought to be concerned. I mean, who is putting up all of this money? You and I are limited to $2,000 to at the most we can give, and yet, of course, the big people through all sorts of PACs can give millions, hundreds of millions of dollars. Barack Obama had almost $600 million to run his campaign in 2008, and it was a lot of this was put up by the major banks, Goldman Sachs. Who do you think is putting up the money for Romney today? You can actually go up on the internet and type in who finances Romney, or Goldman Sachs finances Romney. Same people. Goldman Sachs gave more money to Obama than any other source. And Goldman Sachs has given more money to Romney, who's running. But nobody ever brings this out. The media is controlled. And believe me, those who pay the piper call the tune. Barack Obama appointed 12 members of the Trilateral Commission, this semi-secret organization, to be his key advisors, key positions in his administration. There are only less than 80 members of the North American chapter. They run our country, Democrats, Republicans. They control both political parties. They control the media. They control the military, the banks, the corporations, the educational system, the foundations. They control many of our religious religious institutions, our conservative and our liberal institutions. All we have is the truth on our side, but we've got to get the American people. Yes, it'd be wonderful to bring charges, but do you think anything would happen? Do you honestly think there'd ever be a trial? Any judge who tried to hear one of these cases, they would either kill him or they'd kill his family, and they'd do that sort of thing in America. We're up against organized evil, but because we can't fight that evil on our own, we're going to hope that America will once again become a God-fearing nation and that God will bring his blessing to our land and heal our land. That is the only hope for America, I'm firmly convinced. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, well, you know, if you get a chance, view that video because it's very good. It's all about psyops, and that's what's going on in our government. And that's all I have to say. I'm going to hang up now because I know you have other people calling in, and thank you very much.
And you're absolutely right. They're playing games with our minds, and most Americans cannot see what's happening. Psyops, thank you for the recommendation. We actually have an excellent DVD which we offer called Operation Monarch. Operation Monarch, going into the same basic things. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. And who's calling in?
Southern Colorado.
Who is this?
Virginia Farber from Northern Colorado.
Hi, Virginia. Good to have you with us. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, this is besides what's going on in Iraq and stuff, but I went to a town hall meeting last Saturday with the Democratic representatives here in the Northern Colorado area. And just to let everybody know, just as you've said, if anybody listens to mainstream media anymore, they're crazy. I actually sat next to some people in the audience that have all figured out that they don't listen to mainstream media anymore, which I was told. But we were sitting there, and many people stood up, and they were talking about the fracking that was going on out on the Eastern Plains. But I once again brought up the smart meters, and I've been involved in many groups across the United States here and in Canada, and they're trying to get lawsuits together to get these things stopped. They have started deploying these, which is a military term, inside of Fort Collins. And I just want to let everybody know that the federal government gave in grants the city of Boulder, I believe, between $15 and $18 million for these deployments. And the taxpayers were on the hook for the other half. And to date, they have spent $48 million and counting without any cost benefit whatsoever to consumers or to the utilities.
Now, basically, is this money being given for fracking or what's it being given for?
No, this money is for the deployment of the, most people brought up the fracking. This is about the smart meter or the AMI advanced metering program.
Okay, fine. So basically, of course, this is all this whole idea of monitoring.
Right.
Controlling electricity, actually raising the electric rates, justifying raising the electric rates, and trying to get you to wash your clothes at midnight as to where you get cheaper electricity. We live in a world gone mad. Please help us get people informed. God bless you. Thanks so much. We'll be right back.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan here, and I hope you enjoy the program. I'm sorry we didn't have a regularly scheduled guest. I think it was probably a scheduling error on the part of our office here, but be it that as it may, I always enjoy sharing these ideas with you, and I hope we're not being too repetitive. Now, certainly our last caller was talking about smart meters. You really need to understand them, the health dangers, what this is really all about. It's simply part of a much larger picture of sustainable development. You have smart meters. You're going to have smart appliances. You're going to have a smart grid. You're going to have smart growth. Because who would want dumb meters, dumb appliances, dumb growth? Basically, of course, they're playing games with your mind through the use of words. And Sydney, let me suggest we have an excellent 4-CD set on smart meters. We have a book on smart meters. It's part of the program called Sustainable Development. We have an excellent book written by our good friend Orlean Kulam, entitled Sydney by Stealth and Deception, Going into the Background of Sustainable Development. Understand this is a worldwide program being introduced by the Brotherhood of Darkness. So again, we have the 4-CD set on smart meters. We have the book on smart meters. We have the the book on sustainable development called By Stealth and Deception by Orlean Kulam. So we have a talk I gave some years ago, Sustainable Development, The Road to World Government. We have our syllabus, which is still classic, has material there. Takes you into the Earth Charter and takes you into the various things that they have written about this. We have the Global Biodiversity Assessment put out in 1994, the only summary of it I've ever seen, where they just talk about the necessity of getting the population down to 1 billion, maybe 2 billion at the most, but they're going to kill off the rest of the people. They're going to do it through wars. That's one reason they want the wars. That's one reason they're poisoning our food and poisoning our air and poisoning our water. And people are living less long and living with more disability, and more people are developing Alzheimer's and other mental diseases. And it's all planned. They know what they're doing. These are evil and wicked people. But war is a very effective means of killing people, that and, of course, putting things into the vaccines, that, of course, will destroy your health, and putting things into the water that will destroy your health. And they've targeted the blacks, and they're putting hydroflow salicylic acid in the black in the water. Wherever they do that, where the level of lead in the blood goes up dramatically, goes up 6 times as high in blacks as in whites, because there's a difference in genetic structure, and a byproduct of that, of the lead, is in the blood and in the water, is increased criminal activity, which is why of young black men, 21 to 31, 1 in 3 is in prison, probation, or parole. That's the work of Dr. Roger Masters at Dartmouth. We have his work. He has actually correlated the communities where they fluoridate the water supply with hydroflow salicylic acid and the incidence of crime among the blacks and comparing it with crime among the whites. They know what they're doing. Are you concerned? You need to get our information. You need to help us get it out. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. But you can go up on the internet and check out everything I say. Don't believe a word we say. Understand they're going to take us to go war with Iran. Understand that they well mean Eric. Get involved. Help us get the information out. Please pray for the liberty. Thank you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Team.